Ask Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
There's a podcast out there that has quickly become the talk of the town. And it's called Ask Mr. Biggs. It's a guy who knows a little about everything. It's become the hottest podcast in America.
My name is Mr. Biggs. Googs. B-I-G-G-S. I think line two.
And he takes phone calls.
Let's go to line three. Hello, you're on with Mr. Biggs. Go ahead.
Hey, hey, a while back I talked to you about renting a light-duty snowplow on my 2001 Ranger 4.0 5-speed automatic, the weak one.
Oh, yeah, I remember you.
Now, the question I have is, should I run chains on the back or both ends or not at all?
Well, once again, you are using a vehicle that is underpowered for the job.
Now, see, I wouldn't have known that. This guy knows everything. You can't stump this guy. This is Mr. Biggs. Wasn't that the same guy that did Stick It?
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Biggs? He's transitioned, it sounds like, to a different theme for the podcast. He's left the glues and adhesives behind.
Like, any question you had about glues and adhesives?
No. Ask Mr. Biggs was the
he
man.
Knew everything.
But if you go to AskMrBiggs, BIGGS.com, and he just answers any questions. The kids call him today with their complicated, you know, questions about snow plows or whatever, and the guy's got an answer. It's a great show.
It's informative, entertaining.
An additional 40, make that $840 million. The firms say 96% of all video game systems were made in China over the past year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Listening to 98.3 FM. Hello, everybody. This is Mr. Biggs. That's Biggs with two G's. B-I-G-G-S. And this is the Ask Mr. Biggs radio program. Yeah. My triumphant return to the airwaves in the Tri-County area, coming to you live from the 98.3 FM studios in the Tri-County Media District. I'd like to thank the staff of the station here for the less than optimal reserve parking space, but I appreciate the effort. It is Biggs with two G's. We can have somebody get out there and, I don't know, maybe that if you got some extra paint, you can just kind of... Oh, okay. All right, I'm being told to move along. If you'd like to call into the show and ask me your question, you can do that. That's what I do. Some of you may remember that I used to host a show over on K-Shine. 1590 a.m. a while ago, I'm very happy to be bringing my common sense advice and wisdom to the 98.3 FM listeners. So if you'd like to call in and ask me something, the number is 631-251-0503. I know a little bit about most things. Whether it's affairs of the heart, automotive repair, home crafting, I know a little bit of everything. So, while we're waiting for those calls...
Mr. Banks?
Lost my train of thought. While we're waiting for those calls, you can also email me if you've got a question. It's bigscast@gmail.com.
Mr. Banks.
What is happening? What is that?
You have a call.
Hello? Who is talking right now?
It's Rachel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's the... Yeah, you're the one at the front desk.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
Line, 3.
Well, okay, I guess that's how we're gonna do it then. All right. Yeah. You know, I gotta admit... I've been doing this show as a podcast for a while, and I didn't have a screener. It's nice to have a screener back, I'll tell you that much. Thanks, Rhonda. Good job. All right, let's go.
Rachel.
Let's go to line 3. Hello, this is Ask Mr. Biggs. You're on the air.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for calling, honey. What can I do for you?
I have a 2005 Bonneville Pontiac.
Okay.
And when I go to fill gas and I fill the tank full, and then when I start it, the gas gauge goes clear out the window of the gauge, you know, instead
of... I don't understand.
Off the window. It does it all the time.
Well, when you say off the window, what exactly does that mean?
My gas gauge doesn't read right, I don't believe.
Okay, but when you fill up you say it goes off the window. What does that mean?
Well, that little pointer will go clear over to full.
Well, yeah. That means you filled up your gas tank.
And then throughout the day, it might come back.
Well, yeah.
And then
as you drive your car around using up your gas, The gas gauge is going to go down. I mean, if the car is running right. I mean, are you having any problems?
Oh, the car runs beautiful. There's no problem. I know my car.
Okay.
So it just, in fact, I went to wrap it yesterday and no problem. And no, I'm not having any problem with it. And if I didn't have those gauges, I probably wouldn't even know anything about it.
Well,
you know?
Well, you need the gauges so you know how much gas you have left in your car, mm-hmm, as you're driving around.
Right.
Now,
right.
Now, if it's using too much gas, though, that might be a problem. Maybe you're running a little bit rich. When your car is idling, what reading do you see on the tachometer?
What's a
tachometer.
Yeah.
It's that little thing that tells you how fast the motor is spinning. Do you have a tachometer in your Bonneville?
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, great. What does it read?
Let's see. I'd say 150.
150?
1,000.
Are you sure you're looking at the tachometer?
Yes.
Yeah, because if it was running at 150,000 RPM, you'd be throwing rods right through your firewall. Those are jet turbine speeds. Are you the first owner of this car?
I bought it brand new.
Okay, so you haven't modified the engine at all? Or...
See, I took it into the GMC dealer in Chadron, and they couldn't prove the problem with the gas tank. They couldn't prove that.
Well, that's because you don't have a problem with the gas tank, honey.
But they said, well, we don't know, but we think you need a new thermostat.
Oh, well, they always say that. Yeah, yeah, they always try to upsell you and stuff you don't need. Always say no to that, by the way.
That's problem number one. Sometimes I start the car in the morning.
Honey, wait, hold
on. And the temperature gauge,
ma'am,
I think, goes 100 to 280.
One question.
Early in the morning.
I'm sorry. One question per show. But I want to thank you for the call, the first call on the Ask Mr. Biggs radio program on 98.3 FM. Call in and ask your question. How do you turn the mic off?
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you...
Laurel.
A future.
Yeah.
A future.
Laurel.
Taking your calls and your questions on Ask Mr. Biggs. I am Mr. Biggs. And,
Line 2.
All right. Thank you, Karen.
Rachel.
Rachel? All right. Line 2. You're on with Mr. Biggs.
Hi. This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Thank you for this opportunity and congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be back on the radio, spreading my knowledge. So what can I do for you?
I have a problem in my house where my husband is not motivated enough, encouraged. I'm encouraged more.
Oh, jeez, one of these. Hey, let me speak for your husband, okay? Please, will you leave him alone?
But it feels like I'm going down the hill with him.
Okay, well, then go down the hill with him then. Just leave him alone. Let him play golf and just... You go off and you do your lady stuff and let him do his thing, okay?
You know, and I try hard, but my heart is not all the way into it. How do you handle that?
These ladies today, I don't know. Just go make him a sandwich and give him his space, for goodness sakes. And thank you for the call. Ugh, man. I am not familiar with the new studio setup here, so hold on a moment. This button here... All right, that line is not ringing. So when I press that, okay. No, I got it. I know. I got it. I understand. All right, line 6. You're on with Mr. Biggs.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I had a question about golfing, and it seems like some people swing better than others.
Yeah, tell me about it.
And, you know, I know some of it's just body specific, but are there muscles to...
Yeah. Yeah, some guys out on the links can build out a 280-yard drive easy. Others are just out there killing time away from their balls and chains, nagging them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it seems like, you know, when I've taken a couple of lessons, and basically it's you're supposed to pull back and then very quickly start swinging. So it's kind of like a stretching a rubber band and don't let it stretch out too far.
Well, you don't want to overextend. Right, you just want to reach the point of maximum follow through.
So it almost seems like you should get stronger muscles, but not stretch them. And
No.
Confusing.
You got to stretch to play golf, all right, or else you'd look ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You want to stretch, but you don't want to bulk up and get too many muscles, or you're going to look like a fat kid holding a lollipop out there on the links.
Okay.
You got to reach a happy medium, is what I mean. Hey, listen, do me a favor. Can you hold on a second?
Great, thanks. Yeah, I'll hold on.
All right, good. I'm looking for a golf partner, since Roger always says no. So, hey, excuse me, lady. Can she tap on the window? Hey, lady, what was your name again? Yeah, do me a favor. Pick up that call there and get his number, get his phone number, and his contact information for me. And Dan, I want you to call the golf course over on Lincoln and set up a tee time for us. Get something early. Get an early tee time. I appreciate that. Thank you. You're listening to the Ask Mr. Biggs radio program. 98.3 FM. We'll be back.
And now, a moment of reflection.
Uh-oh. Not all the glory goes to the boys. This member of the fair sex got away in first, but all's well that ends well.
Give us this day.
Little Willie, Sammy, Johnny, Henry.
This night.
Cuthbert, or whatever his name is.
The weekends.
Gets back his putter all safe and sound.
Morning drive.
Daytime telephone conversation radio is a hang-up.
Boycott the Wichita lineman.
Down with receivers.
We now pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Definitely not top 40.
Modern.
Let me repeat
fun,
that.
Standard.
Contemporary
definitely
music.
Not
personality
top 40
personality
nights,
programming.
But contemporary.
Personality and conversation.
Compiling our music playlist involves a knowledge of what's current, plus an awareness of what music our audience wants to listen to, and, of course, a good ear.
All of us believe that music programming during the day will bring a little rhythm into the home.
It's about time.
8 minutes after 7 a.m.
We're doing time.
It's 5 p.m. in New York.
24 hours a day, we're making time.
What time would you like it to be? I mean, if I told you it was 10:15 p.m., my statement would be totally predictable.
Uh-huh.
But if I told you it was 7:30 in the morning, that would be controversial. Especially if I made that statement at 10 o'clock at night.
Uh-huh.
Do you always pull at your earlobe when someone talks to you?
I think you should know that this is not a telephone conversation show. And I don't take phone requests, but if you'd like to describe the fire on a postcard...
This has been a test.
98.3 FM. Ask Mr. Biggs is the name of the show, and I am Mr. Biggs. I'm here to give advice, take your questions, and if you want to visit me on Twitter and on Facebook, you can go to my website, which is askmrbiggs.com. And all the details to reach me are there. Or you can just go ahead and give us a call. So I've been told that we've got a call waiting on line 5. Let's go to them. It's your turn to ask Mr. Biggs. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Lisa calling from Willington. How are you doing today?
Oh, can't complain. Fair to Midland.
Good.
Yeah.
This is just really, really crazy. What station do you work out of?
Well, starting today, 98.3 FM. I used to work over at K-Shine, but I got fired when they went Korean. Yeah, I did a little podcast for a while. Stick It with Mr. Biggs. But, you know, I did that one with Roger Stenson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you don't have
I don't have that podcast anymore, but it was about glues and adhesives.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you ever hear it?
No. I mean, I wish I could have heard it, you know.
Yeah. Like, it was very popular, a popular podcast. And then one day I had enough of it, and I said, fine, I'm done. And I fired Roger, and I told him to get out.
Oh.
Yeah.
You did not.
I did. Yeah. I said, get out, and I've had enough of you, and I've had enough of glue, and don't let the door hit your buttocks on the way out.
It's not, though. He called here complaining that you were calling him names and stuff.
I didn't call him any names. Oh, wait. Yeah. Yeah, I did call him a couple of names, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is funny, not funny, right?
Well, you know what? I don't need him. It's the best thing I ever did. Now I'm back on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Who needs him?
Yeah, right?
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 Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
so...
listen, I got to get going, so...
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Got a lot of calls to get to.
All right,
don't want to leave them hanging.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Hey, tell a friend to tune in to Ask Mr. Biggs.
Bye.
All right. She's fun. I liked her. Yeah. You know what? It's time for us to take a little break, pay some bills, but we will return. So please stay with us. We'll be back with more questions. Your questions answered skillfully and expertly by me, Mr. Biggs, on the Ask Mr. Biggs radio program on 98.3 FM. And play the commercial. Just play it.
Hey, Al. Great savings in the floor covering department.
That's right. If you're getting cabin fever, might be time to redecorate the cabin. great place to start is with the floor, like new carpet, linoleum, laminate, ceramic tile, or hardwood. We've got it all available here at the Superstore. We've got rolls of carpet on hand, rolls of linoleum. We've got laminate in stock. Best of all, we've got some super, super bargains. Of course, those super bargains are store-wide. There's some good deals on Lazy Boy couches and chairs, and especially appliances, because right now the state's offering the energy rebate on some super, super select appliances, so you can kind of double dip on the savings. Just super bargain it throughout Sneakers. Whether it's appliances, carpeting, or rolls of carpet, furniture, carpeting, chairs, couches, appliances, some super, super rebates on just super bargains. We've got it all available. Our store wide. There's some good deals here at Sneebers. Come on over. Let us save you some money.
Who loves onions?
We'll make you feel good.
With bangs.
You'll have a great time.
On the corner of Phillips and Mountain, downtown.
Let our magic work on you.
The place to bang. Each and every day.
Yeah. With bang.
The hot, hot, hot.
Where the fun never ends and the party's never ending. With bangs. Now, for a very limited time, when you buy one grilled onion sandwich, you'll get the second one for half off. Add a slice of Swiss for just $1.75 extra. We'll even throw in a free dinner mint. You're going to need it. Two for the price of one. You buy one, you get the second one half off.
The hot.
See you here at Whiz Bangs for lunch. Whiz Bangs.
The hot, hot, hot place to be.
Where the fun never ends and the party's never ending.
Mint supplies are limited. At fast, 1 minute per customer.
98.3.
And we're back. Oh, no. Stick it. Oh, damn it. The Ask Mr. Biggs radio program. I am Mr. Biggs, taking your questions. Here on the line, line 8. Yeah, line 8. Hello. This is Ask Mr. Biggs. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How you doing?
Good. First of all, I just wanted to say really quickly that my 11-year-old is so inspired by you, and my whole family says congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor that is well-deserved. I'm back on the radio.
Yeah, but what I wanted to say, I wanted to ask you how you base sauces on meats.
Oh, yeah. Meat basting. I love it. Yeah, a couple of techniques for basting meats. One tip that I've got is to have more than one brush. No cross-contamination for your basting sauces. Every sauce should have its own dedicated basting brush.
Everything has a dip.
What I like to do is I'll use non-traditional dips and pastes, and I'll water them down to make an impromptu baste. Right? You just root around in your fridge. You find any leftover gravies or dips. Fish paste works good for that. What you got to do is you thin them out, and you grab a 12-pack of craft brushes from the home store. Make sure they're natural bristles. And then you thin out the crusty pastes and dips in the fridge with a little bit of craft beer or maybe some cheap champagne if you're feeling fancy.
That's true. Yeah. Or you could substitute like bubbly water with,
what?
You know, like a half a glass with bubbly water or something, right?
No. Listen, sweetheart, don't call up and ask for advice if you're not going to take the advice, okay? Soda water's got quinine in it. It's just going to mess up the flavor profile of the baste. You got to use something that's going to complement the flavor of the dried up crusty crap that you found in your fridge. Plus, you get to clean out your fridge.
That's true.
Yeah. So, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. It's the Ask Mr. Biggs radio program. Let's go to... Which one is it?
Online.
Okay.
9.
This one?
No.
No. Okay. This one?
9.
All right. Line 9. You're on with Mr. Biggs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I just kind of wonder if you had any information about this.
About what?
Past couple weeks, my mom has her scalp is falling towards her back.
Her scalp?
Like the crown of her scalp.
Are you talking about her hair?
Yeah.
Ew! That should be attached to her skull.
Yeah, I would think so, but
What happened?
I have no clue.
We're not talking about a wig, are we? I mean, you mean actual human hair on flesh?
Yeah.
Is she on any kind of medication, or...
I don't know.
I gotta admit, I'm a little bit stumped on this one.
She says her hair hurts.
Well, if it hurts, that means it's still attached, so that's good.
That's what she said.
Has she had any kind of hair replacement surgery recently?
I have no idea.
Well, she's your mom. You should ask her. Have you taken a close look at her hair yourself?
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
And there's nothing that really shows any different signs on her hair.
That is strange.
And she says she feels that it has something to do with voodoo.
I'm sorry, what?
Voodoo.
Voodoo?
That's what she says.
Well, that's crazy talk.
Yeah, and she just said she just feels like somebody has a doll and it's just like, taking her scalp and taking it one way.
Okay. I think I know what the problem is.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it's time that you consider institutionalizing your crazy mom.
Like I said, I have no idea who would be doing this to her.
Well, no one's doing it to her, sweetheart. Your mom is crazy beans. It's time to put her in a home, okay? Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, another satisfied listener. To the Ask Mr. Biggs show. Yeah. We'll be back.
Would the answer to that be when you and I were young, Maggie?
No, afraid not.
It wouldn't be get along, little doggy, would it?
No, afraid not.
What about riding down the canyon?
No.
Okay. What about riding trailed alone?
No.
Ralph Burgess makes mistakes in those darn questions. Everybody's guessed every movie of a lot of the movies that Gino's played, and you said that ain't it. Was it tumbling weeds?
No, afraid not.
What about?
No.
Okay.
This is Mr. Biggs. You are listening to 98.3 FM. Located at 98.3 on your FM dial. And the name of the show is Ask Mr. Biggs. So we got another call on line 7. We'll go to that now and answer a listener's question. Hello, line 7. You're on the air.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Woo! I can't believe I got through that quick.
Yeah, well, you're on, so what's your question?
Really? I expected a busy signal.
What's your question?
Okay, what I wanted to know is how do you get the self-confidence to succeed? Because y'all had a tremendous amount of self-confidence.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know, where did that confidence come from?
Well, it's a combination of practice and research, you know, to know what I'm talking about, for one, and... You know, I also find it's very helpful to reinforce my natural confidence by listening to some motivational cassette tapes. I recommend Master of Your Domain by Skunt Queefley. No, seriously. Yeah, they're really hard to find, but apparently, I guess they contain some kind of subliminal messages. That the Federal Trade Commission had some issues with. So they're hard to find. But you know what? I swear by them if you can find them. The main thing I learned was to stop being not confident.
So taking the small steps along the way, huh?
Well, it depends on how not confident you are. Listen, just tell yourself, I'm confident! In a big, loud voice. And maybe that'll work for you. I'm confident. And thanks for the call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Woo!
Dreams are real good. Dreams make your sleeping time happy. Now you can close your eyes and rest. You don't have to do anything or go anywhere. Just close your eyes for a while and rest. Then nice dreams will come to you. You can always sleep easy because you know that your family loves you and will watch over you as you sleep. And when you are loved, you will sleep well.
This is 98.3 FM.
For tuning in to Ask Mr. Biggs on 98.3 FM. We're running up against the clock here, running a little bit late. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to my first show back on the radio. We've been getting lots of calls, could not get to all of them, but if you find that you've got a question that you weren't able to get through with today, I'm going to ask once again, you go to the website at AskMrBiggs.com, and you can reach me there. So let's take one more call line. Mary.
It's Rachel.
Okay.
Mine.
Four. Okay. Yeah, line four. This is Biggs. Go ahead.
Where am I calling to?
It's the Ask Mr. Biggs show. You're on the air.
My God, my apologies if I disturbed you.
Well, no. I mean, this is what I do. take phone calls and answer questions, and it's your turn. So what you got?
I hear something, a sound. I don't see anything. I just hear something. And there's no motor sound, and
okay.
I don't know what it is. So, I just wondered if...
Okay, I got it. So, we'll help you figure out what's going on then, I guess.
How you gonna do it? May I ask?
Well, you're gonna give me some information, and I'm gonna take that information, and I'm gonna tell you what's going on with the thing.
It's a clear evening, and the stars are out, and it's north, a little north of the...
And you heard the sound? And you thought, what the...
I did.
Okay, good. Can you describe the sound?
It sounds like the sound.
Yeah. Sounds tend to do that.
And it's about straight north from my place. I don't know what it is.
Okay, well, let's get to the bottom of this.
I'm 63 years old almost, and I got 20/20 hearing. And I had my wife come out and listen to it.
So what, your wife heard the sound too?
Yes, my wife's out there now. We live out in the county, and she decided to go over and get our neighbors, let them listen to it. She's over there now. She went out while I started to call and to make sure it's still sounding out there.
Great. So what does everybody think that it is?
It is a sound.
Yeah, we got that. Maybe we can talk to someone.
I'll go ahead and call this number. Send somebody out here and listen to it a little bit before we did anything else.
And then you called me then?
I did.
Yeah, you said that you and your wife heard it. Has anyone else heard it?
I told you, but you missed it, I guess.
Okay, listen, back to the sound. Can you describe it to me, please?
It sounds like two electric wires spewing electricity.
Okay, good. Now we're getting somewhere.
Huh?
Clearly you got a bad pole pig transformer going out.
Well, are you going to contact somebody here?
Well, no, it's your neighborhood. You should be the one making the call.
Well, it's going on right now.
I'm sure that there's a number for the Tri-County Water and Power if you go to their website.
Okay.
They can get a pole climber out there in 60 to 90 minutes. It's their job.
Okay, bye.
All right, another problem solved. Yeah, big finish. Great. Thank you for calling Ask Mr. Biggs. If you want to go to the website, askmrbiggs.com, all the information to contact the show is there, as well as the links. If you want to help support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support. You can join up with our Patreon campaign, just like Timothy Mark did. Thanks, Timothy. Stephen Augury. And Brendan Syrup. Also, Justin and Paul. Thanks, fellas. Thanks for supporting the show on Patreon. We really appreciate all that. And we'll be back next time with more sage advice from old Bigsy. Right here on 98.3 FM and the Ask Mr. Biggs radio program. Yeah, that was a good show.
I'm 63 years old almost, and I got 20/20 hearing.
This program is continued on the other side of the cassette.